We will see a mix of clouds and sun today, high near 55. Tonight, down in the 30s, and then tomorrow, 45 with clouds and rain arriving in the afternoon. Rain and wet snow tomorrow night should turn to all snow Saturday morning. Saturday's high about 40, partly sunny, 32 as it looks right now. On Sunday, we'll see how much snow we get. Not much accumulation expected as of right now, but stay tuned. Another 10 Quad citizens have died due to COVID-19. 49 have died due to the virus over the past week. Another 230 have tested positive for it. That makes it more than 1,600 new cases identified in the last week. Iowa's reporting 2,300 new cases since this time yesterday and 102 more deaths. That takes the state's death toll over 3,000. Illinois reports another 8,200 cases and 179 deaths, including six in Rock Island County, another in Knox County. Governor Kim Reynolds is extending Iowa's partial indoor mask requirement, along with other COVID-19-related restrictions, for another week. Natalie Krebs reports.
Reynolds' announcement comes as Iowa is experiencing a downward trend in positivity rates, new infections, and hospitalizations. Reynolds said she's only extending her public health proclamation 1 week as she continues to monitor these trends and will consider extending them further.
We've made good progress over the last few weeks, but our ultimate goal is to get virus activity to a level that we can manage over the next few months.
The proclamation requires Iowans to wear a mask in public indoor spaces if they are unable to socially distance from those outside of their household for more than 15 minutes, limits indoor and outdoor gatherings, and requires bars and restaurants to issue last call by 10 p.m. The new proclamation will be in effect through December 16th. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.
Republican Marionette Miller Meeks says she's gotten every indication that she will be sworn in January as the next representative for Iowa's 2nd Congressional District. Last month, state officials certified her 6-vote victory over Democrat Rita Hart, who has since said she will appeal to the U.S. House to review the results. Miller Meeks told Iowa Public Radio that she is proceeding as if she will be seated with the new Congress.
We think that all the legal votes have been counted. They have been recounted. I've now been certified as the winner. So, yes, it's that process of preparing to be sworn in on January 3rd and setting up our district offices, which I think is a very important part.
Meanwhile, the Hart campaign has argued there are thousands of votes that haven't been examined by hand for voter intent and may have been misread by counting machines. Hart has until the end of the month to file her appeal with the U.S. House. Security at Quad City International Airport is now able to examine the contents of a bag without touching it, thanks to the installation of a new 3D checkpoint scanner. Mariana Bacayao has more.
The new CT scanner could mean fewer bag checks, and passengers can now keep their laptops in their carry-ons while going through security. TSA spokesperson Sunny Laureus says the 3D scan makes detecting possible bombs easier.
The machine creates such a clear picture of a bag's contents that computers can automatically detect explosives, including liquids. The technology is similar to CT technology used in the medical field, and research shows that CT is the most consequential technology available today for airport checkpoints.
Laureus says CT will replace the standard X-ray technology. TSA has deployed more than 250 CT scanners to 141 airports so far, and installation will continue next year. I'm Mariana Bacayao.
The Kansas City Royals have invited the Quad Cities River Bandits to become an affiliate. And Major League Baseball has made it official. The team has been promoted from Single-A to Advanced-A Baseball. 11 other Midwest League teams will also move up one level of play. The Bandits will receive a long-term player development license from Major League Baseball in the next 2 weeks, and the affiliation agreement with the Royals will last at least 5 years. General Manager Joe Cooley.
I think as soon as you get here for a game here in 2021, people are going to realize that the competition on the field is going to be really a step better. As before, we were a low A affiliate, and now we're slated to be an advanced A affiliate. So you're going to see a lot more guys come through here that make it to the major leagues than you currently have in the past.
Between now and when the season begins, some changes will have to be made at Modern Woodman Park.
Enclosing our batting cages as well as having a larger indoor weight facility. So, we're currently working with the city of Davenport on that.
The Kansas City Royals also made offers to teams in Omaha, Northwest Arkansas, and Columbia, South Carolina. The affiliation agreements will probably be completed after January 1st. Three members of the Midwest League did not receive affiliate invitations, Clinton, Burlington, and Kane County. In a news release, Clinton general manager Ted Torno said it's not a surprise and he plans to announce future plans soon. In college basketball, Western Illinois lost to Miami of Ohio 67-57. Western hosts Mount St. Joseph today. A three-point jumper with 22 seconds left gave the Iowa women's team an 82-80 win over Iowa State. The men's teams meet tomorrow night. I'm Jay Pierce.